Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, I'm Randy Johnston on the Technology Lab, along with my co-host Brian Tankersley. We're going to discuss a company and product that we've known for around a decade, a product called LivePlan. Now, this small company out of Eugene, Oregon, called Palo Alto Software, is currently run by Sabrina Parsons. She's very insightful. She's worked with her parents in the business in predecessor times. So this company and platform has been around for quite a long time, about 30 years, as I recall. But in any case, the current staff there have worked hard to expand the product and make it so much better. LivePlan is designed to do cash flow and business planning. And today, you know, just as an example, they have over 500 sample plans. Further, they have a program for accountants to advise clients. And they're one of the few companies that I think has actually built advisory services as part of their offerings. But Brian, I've already gone way too far. What would you like our listeners to know about Palo Alto Software and the LivePlan product?
Well, like many of the products we deal with, they have a direct to small business product for business planning. But the part that we think is interesting for our accounting firm listeners is that they also have an advisor plan. Of course, their product does the budgeting, forecasting, and reporting, so you can set goals and then see what the status is against those. You can also, it also integrates with QuickBooks Online, Xero, and I believe QuickBooks Desktop. And so by doing that, they can provide near real-time access to data from those platforms into those business plans and into the reporting. You know, one of the things that I think is critical to think about here is that if we've moved into a less paper or a paperless office at this point, the question becomes, why are we generating all these reports that are on paper? And so LivePlan gives you a more interactive platform to address your business performance reporting and to go in and see how you're doing, achieving the goals that you set when you were coming up with your business plan.
Yeah. And, you know, we both observed that LivePlan has expanded their messaging to, you know, support funding in addition to just the, you know, inward facing business plan. But one of the features that attracted us first to them was just the way they could do financial reporting. So there's, you know, the idea you don't really have to have spreadsheets. You can do a lot of the reporting inside the product. And, you know, they are using formats that lenders are familiar with. So there's a whole lot of, traction around that because their business plans follow SBA approved formats, which is a big deal. Now, they claim to have over a million small business customers at this point. So we're not talking about a company that's really small when it comes down to it, but the features inside the product are pretty broad. Not only do they have business plans, but they also do one of my favorite formats, a one-page business plan. They have step-by-step guidance to complete these and a lot of lender-ready type of documents in addition to their, you know, financial performance capabilities. But, you know, the product itself is just so doggone feature rich. You know, to me, it is amazing what's included in the product. So, Brian, is there a particular feature or features that you're particularly attracted to for yourself and our listeners?
You know, I think the most important part about it is that it is easy to use. So they have good step-to-step guidance. They have outstanding training that Kathy and the team have put together to help you get up to speed and help you learn how to use it in the context of advisory. The fact that they have so many different sample plans makes me much more confident that if I were to adopt this in the context of a firm, that I would have a good enough sample plan that I could start with so that I wouldn't have to create everything from scratch for that particular organization. Doesn't mean we're not going to do significant customization, but when you start getting into the 500 different plans, that's a very big deal there.
So, you know, thank you for that. And, you know, as it turns out, they have, you know, standard plan, as you alluded to a little bit earlier, plus premium plan with also the special advisory services. But just to give our listeners a flavor for that, they're about $15 a month on the standard features and about $30 a month on the premium features. And the standard platform includes step-by-step instructions, you know, the financial generation that I've already mentioned, plus the 500 sample plans. They do have the one-page pitch builder, which is unique, maybe not unique, but it's certainly out of the ordinary to find in products. They also have a way to export the plans into Word and PDF and PowerPoint format. Plus, they also do, you know, complete financial forecasting and budgets, which is good. But then in the premium product, they add benchmarking data. And the benchmarking data has been near and dear to both of our hearts for quite some time. Plus, they will also allow scenarios. I believe it's up to 10 financial forecast scenarios. You can build KPIs in the platform and do performance dashboards. And you can also do milestone planning so you can actually make sure that you're staying on target. So again, there's, you know, quite a number of just straightforward features in either their standard or premium plans. Now, that said, you know, their solutions basically are targeted at entrepreneurs and small businesses. But as you've pointed out, they do have a focus around public accounting. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. But they also target educators and incubators and other environments as well. But the whole idea of being able to turn accountants into business advisors has been developed by Sabrina and Kathy Gregory and their team over the last 5 years or more. This isn't like a new startup flash in the pan type idea. This is 2015, 16, 5 years of, you know, solid writing. And they actually have live plan software that can be used for strategic advising. And so, you know, from that vantage point, the strategic advising gives you the ability to do this forecasting, tracking, and reporting. It also provides scalable advisory methodologies. And see, we both believe that having leverageable advisory is a big deal. They do both online training and in-person training with their product, which has been, you know, important to bring people along. And they have a certification, I think it's called the expert advisor in their world. And once you're a certified expert advisor, you get even more tools available to you. So, Brian, are there other parts of their public practice plan that you'd consider important?
You know, I've been through some of the training, and the training is very good. I think they, you know, if I think about the transition that you have to go to from being a technician to being, you know, an accounting and tax technician to being more of an advisor, it's very much like switching from being a player to being a coach. And so it is a transition that does have to happen. And so they have a good methodology for taking you from one point to another. And the good news is we're with a product now, and the advisor training is not something that somebody said, oh, well, advisor's trending now on Google searches, therefore we need to try to get that in our product. This is something, like Randy said, that they've been working on for over 5 years. and have done very successfully, and have done successfully in many different kinds of accounting firms, from bookkeeping firms to mid-size accounting firms to even large accounting firms. So they've got the experience to serve a wide range of different firms with this need, and to help them plug in the business advisory piece for this. And since you already have the benchmarking, you also have the industry information that you need to be successful in that area.
Yeah, and one of the things that I know practitioners who have been compliance-centric, as you pointed out, Brian, that are trying to figure out how to deliver value in client accounting services and advisory services, often just don't know exactly how to get it done. And the Palo Alto folks in their Live Plan Strategic Advisor Program have laid out a plan with pretty good detail, how to develop the offering, how to price the offering, the types of things that should be included. For example, you know, they suggest packaging of the products, including business performance and business growth, and business insights and business maintenance. And then they have the deliverables in each of those categories, so you can price them at different levels for your clients and provide different levels of services. But clearly doing the KPIs and the benchmarks and the goal setting are all big deals. But, you know, they again have probably a dozen or more ways to teach you how to separate your service offering. So if you have a client accounting services practice, and if you'd like to expand more into advisory, it seems to me that in the various ecosystems, whether you're in the Intuit ecosystem or the Xero ecosystem and so forth, you're going to have to select different tool sets. And as it turns out, the Live Plan product is one that Brian and I have recommended for 5+ years as being a tool that's worthy of being added. So, Brian, any other parting thoughts for our listeners today?
You know, I like their advisory method. I think, like you're saying, I think it's well thought out. They do have experience with a wide range of different different industries, as well as different practice models. So, you know, I think if you're looking for a platform to get you into advisory or get you into CFO services or controller for hire services, where you're getting into that management accounting piece, I think Live Plan is a great potential fit for you.
Very good. Well, I would just close up by saying, you know, I've looked at a lot of tools through the years. You know, this vendor and their offering has been solid for quite some time, and they continue to evolve the platform to provide even higher value deliverables in their methodology. So, you know, until we get to speak with you again on a future technology lab, that's it for today. We'll look forward to speaking with you again very soon.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.